This is Scott Berguin of KSOW Radio in Cottage Grove, and we are, actually this is our first in a series here of discussions with folks that are on the Bring the Troops Home Tour, I believe it's called, that left Crawford, Texas last Wednesday, and we're talking to folks on the southern route, Phil and Linda Waste of Georgia, and hello Phil and Linda.
Hello, Scott.
Okay, just to let folks know, we are interviewing them over the phone on a speakerphone. So there's going to be three of us in this discussion. And I'd like to start with something that we discovered yesterday when I talked to Linda. Tell us about your connection to the Cottage Grove area. I think people will be very interested to know that.
Well, we spent a number of years in the area. We lived in Crestwell for about 2 years. Our two youngest sons, who are both veterans of this war, were born in Cottage Grove in 1980 and 1982. We moved to Yoncalla and lived there for about 8 years.
Well, that's, like you said, that's kind of an amazing connection that we made, but maybe we should back up. Both of you, Phil and Linda, are members of Military Family Speak Out, is that correct?
Yes, we are.
And that's, did you both spend some time at Camp Crawford?
Yes, we did.
Camp Casey, excuse me.
Yeah. I was at Camp Casey about the 9th, and we stayed there for about 4 days.
Uh-huh.
We were there early on when it was very primitive. The porta potties hadn't arrived yet.
The day they did, it was a lovely day.
Yes, I'll bet. And so you're in Alabama today, or are you still in Mississippi?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, you're still in Louisiana.
We are.
Okay. And
very early in the morning.
Well, since folks here haven't heard from the two of you yet, if you'll bear with me, I know that all of you that are doing this are called on to tell your stories many, 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 many times, and I'm going to ask you to do the same if you don't mind. Tell us what's your connection. Obviously, you just mentioned that you have two sons that are in the military and veterans of the Iraq War. I think there's more to it than that, though, if you don't mind sharing that with us.
Not at all. We have three sons and two grandchildren. They're all veterans of this war. We have given already 58 months to this war in our family, 29 months more to go on current deployments and future deployments for this next year, and a possible 18 more months on top of that. We have really felt very much alone. And when Cindy came along, we got online and sent messages of support to her, and we were contacted by Military Families Speak Out.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked us to be there, and so we flew to Crawford the next day, and we were there for 4 days.
Well, that's incredible. And so you do have a son, I believe, that's just about to go over to Iraq again. Is that correct? And do you have a son that's there right now?
We do. Our son Wesley is in Baghdad as we speak. He's mm-hmm. been there for 7 months, and has 5 more to go. And his younger brother will be returning in November.
Well, that's, I can't even imagine. I mean, I'm sure you're getting lots of wonderful support from the other veterans and military families and so on, but even they must be astounding to them, to, you know, yeah.
We're with Iraq Veterans Against the War. We're with Veterans for Peace. This is their tour. They're promoting this tour.
Mm-hmm.
Gold Star Families for Peace. And then, of course, our organization, MFFO.org. And to have this support is tremendous. Our experience in Crawford was, it was very moving. We gained a lot of hope, a lot of strength, and made a lot of wonderful friends there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's,
follow the tour. There is a website up now. It's bringthetroopshometour.org. And on there, you'll find a lot of information about our tours, all the different tours, and a map of where we visited and where we're going.
I'm looking at it right now, actually, and it says that you're going to be in Montgomery, Alabama on the 5th and 6th.
That's where we're headed.
All right. And you all live in Georgia right now, is that correct?
Well, yes, we do. We actually, we are full-time RVers. So we have 8 years, but uh-huh. we have most of the last 3 years in Georgia near Fort Stewart, because that's where one of our sons is out of. So, right. And he is currently in Baghdad.
Okay, so I don't know how to ask this. Have any of your sons suffered any injuries or anything like that at this point?
No physical injuries, but the stress on them is tremendous.
Oh, I can imagine. And the stress on the two of you is, like I said, is something that you have to be part of it to understand what it feels like, I'm sure.
It's very difficult. You know, one of the things that Cindy said early on, which just astounded me, is she would wear her pin with her son Casey's picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it had his birth date and his death date, and people would say, oh, how did your son die? And she said, in the war. And people would say, what war?
Oh, my gosh.
Our country is has been comfortable for too long. People need to be aware of what's going on and how few of us are really involved, how few families really are affected daily.
Mm-hmm.
Going on in Iraq.
Well, that's certainly true, and it's an obvious statement that Cindy and others like yourselves have taken a huge leap forward in waking America up.
We're now crossing the area where some of the hurricane hit.
Oh.
We're not heading down to New Orleans or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So you say like tomorrow you'll be going through, or if you've been seeing damage already?
Over to Montgomery.
Montgomery. So you'll cross through some of the area that's been affected.
Some of the areas that have been affected and where there are many, many refugees at this point.
Right, right. I think there's quite a few have come up to Shreveport, from the news reports I'd heard.
We started in Houston, and there's just literally thousands. It's just that we need to prepare for disasters and not war.
Right.
We need to take care of our own country.
Well, that is, I think this is incredible disaster. Well, we have, two incredible disasters now, the war and now this, neither of which we're prepared for.
And where are the National Guard?
Yep. Oh, you're cutting out.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. That's, I just don't want to lose you. I think that, you reminded me of something. You said something about you felt so alone, or maybe you still do feel so alone at times with this. It reminded me of back in another war that was based on lies, the Vietnam War, which is my generation, and I would guess is probably yours to a certain extent. And I remember my brother was there. I didn't go, fortunately, but my brother went, who's just a year and a half older than me, and he was there for 3 months and got wounded really badly. He survived. He came back. But I remember sitting in class in high school at that time and feeling very alone, looking around at people, and this would have been in 69, and it's like nobody really understood or had any idea what was going on. And I remember I felt very alone to me. So I can feel a little bit of what you're probably going through, but still, again, it's astounding, and this continues for you. And it leads me to the question I've asked other folks I've talked to from that are part of the Gold Star Families for Peace and so on, is that how is your family dealing with this and dealing with the fact that the two of you are now so vocal against the war?
They support us 100%. We don't speak for our sons, but we sent them all emails letting them know what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Each of them sent us an email saying, go do what you need to do, we're proud of you. And their one stipulation was, please, please, make sure Dad gets a haircut and wears a clean shirt.
Well, that's support. Did you do it, Dad?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Well, I can't. We're going to have to get a picture to verify that. Have you sent one to them so that they can see that you've done as they asked?
Film out there. I'd say that this has been very hard on us. It's emotionally very tough for Linda to handle speaking about this every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the keeping it up in the front of our brain, but it's not half as hard as what the kids are going through over there.
Right. Well, that's certainly true, yes.
For leave, he never really... He lightened up a bit. I took him sailing, and we went sailing several times, and he really enjoyed that and was able to forget where he's been and what he's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the stress lines are on his face. He's got memories from being over there that he's never going to forget.
Right, right.
For the life of me, I can't figure out how we got ourselves into another no-win war.
Mm-hmm.
After the last one, how could we do this again? It just totally amazes me.
Right. Well, it's sad that we apparently, at least the government, didn't learn from past blunders and mistakes.
And the truth of the matter is, if you look around and you see who is over there fighting this unjust war,
right.
And we the people of the United States, not the House, not the Senate, not the Bush administration. It is we, the people, that are making the sacrifice. Our sons, our daughters, husbands, wives. If this war needs to stop, and we need to bring our troops home now.
Well said, and I can tell you that I'm sure you've been getting all kinds of appreciation, but folks like myself and others here in small town America, where we've been doing vigils and rallies for up close to 3 years now, we deeply appreciate what you all are doing, how you're sticking your necks out and taking the lead in this, and really making all the effort that we've been putting in for this for what seems like a long time now worth a whole lot more. I know I feel a lot more optimistic than I did before Camp Casey, certainly.
I thank you for that, and I think that Cindy struck a chord in this nation and woke a lot of people up, but now it's gone even beyond that. Our country seems to finally be heading in the right path. Americans are saying no more. No more. It's enough. Let's end it now.
Again, well said. I wish I could be with you all. Traveling through the South, this is an important thing for you to be doing, and I hope you get large crowds and wonderful reception, and momentum builds towards Washington, D.C. on the 24th.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
We'll carry you with us in our hearts to D.C.
Well, thank you very much, and let's talk again.
Let's do that.
Okay.
We would like that very much.
Okay. Are you going to be part of the that tour now for how long? Are you going to be there till the end, or do you got to drop off at some point? Or
here all the way through.
Okay. Well, if this is a good time for you, I'll try to figure out how I can call you again tomorrow, get an update.
Tomorrow night we'll be at a vigil in Montgomery.
Okay.
It would be a good idea to call us maybe later in the evening or the following morning if you want to know about how that went.
Okay, I tell you what, let me end this recorded part of this, and then let's work out the details, because I'm sure everybody who's listening to this is just going to be so fascinated by our discussion about trying to schedule something. maybe we should spare that, and so I will stop the conversation. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll just talk off the air right afterwards, okay?
So much.
So thank you.
Mm-hmm.